I mean, just in your, you know, in your travels, you know where it has and hasn't been working. See if it's improved at all. Phil and I went in there yesterday to putz with it. I went in there with, you know, my comm monitor and everything else. Sensitivity on the receiver is great. The, there's no descents. The antenna's got no reflected power. Unfortunately, I couldn't sweep it. My good device is out. But so there was no explanation for it, and it seemed to be working better when we left. So then I started thinking, did I just bump something? I had a flaky cable, so I tried to whack the cables. I couldn't get it to go bad again. So I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I never liked these ones where it's a close and play, you know, and I don't know what I did to fix it. So we're watching it carefully.
Yeah, I'll have to pay attention when I'm out and about in the car, because that's where I really know where I can hit it and not hit it. Especially driving, you know, like sitting in my driveway. Obviously, at home, I never had an issue with it. It's kind of my home repeater because it works great even with that attic antenna that I've got. But in my car, there's some zones, as you know, around where I live where it kind of dips into these little bowls. So I'll pay attention closer around there. Yeah, I didn't notice anything because I was gone for a couple weeks, and it happened during that time frame. So when I got back, I heard you guys testing. I was like, something must have happened. And Phil's is working great now, and I fully attribute that, and I hope he's listening, to the help that he had that day, the couple of guys he had standing around him. That's really what made it better. I'm convinced on that.